Hi all, Master Gardener John Fisher here with KLCC's Good Gardening. Here's a quote from the March 1895 Eugene weather summary written in early April. While the Coast Range passes are still blocked by snow, they are expected to open in the next 2 weeks. Yes, the weather is very different now, and the changes we've seen should be changing the way you garden. Winter broccoli and cauliflower used to be aphid-free crops. That was part of their appeal. Now aphids often linger through the winter months despite temperatures that seemingly should kill them. It is possible that having their food supply available 12 months a year has contributed to the new perennial character, but the aphids are really an example of a generally warmer world and a reminder that no matter what factor is changing, we have to be ready to change too. Slugs and snails seem to have become year-round residents, and pests too. Safer soap for the aphids is still effective, and both Sluggo and the tried-and-true gathering still work as control methods for slugs and snails. Summers have become longer and drier. Newly planted fruit trees have always needed summer watering for a few years, but with almost no rain June through October this year, even well-established trees 100 years old were suffering from water stress. A midsummer watering or two will become the norm if our summers stay so long and so warm. Of course, the new weather conditions provide new opportunities for growth, too. Harvest times are earlier and longer. Plants that used to be impossible to grow have a chance here now. The last cantaloupe came out of my garden in October, and fresh picked corn was available for Thanksgiving dinner. Adapt to change. Try new things, or you and your plants will be left behind. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.